here on BBC Radio Leeds this afternoon. And plenty more comments where that came from. Craig, good to hear from you. 81333 Leeds at the start of your message. So, what to do then if you're a talented budding artist but you hate the smell of paint? Well, our next guest has just the answer. You decide to start drawing artwork for computer games. You use a PC as your easel and brush. Fiona Stewart from Home Firth has become so successful at this that the biggest company in the world has given her financial backing. Hi, Fiona.
Hello.
What happened? Was it a sudden hatred of paint, or had you always had it?
No, I after I'd had the children, it became more difficult, obviously, with three kids running around the house and the paint drying and things like that, and the smell and everything just became more and more difficult as the kids were starting to grow up.
And it's not a natural move, though, necessarily, from somebody who creates with a canvas, say, to somebody who then designs games. How did that transition happen?
Well, a friend of mine made 3D models, and she asked me if I could texture some of the models, because that's more sort of drawing. And so I started doing that and then decided that I actually wanted to make the 3D models as well and do the whole process.
How fascinating. What sort of things do you actually design now then? What do you work on?
Well, I work on video games now. So we make apps and console games for 3DS and Android phones and things like that.
And so, does it feel like art in the way it did perhaps pre-kids when you were doing what most people listening to us would think of as more conventional art?
I actually feel it's more artistic. If you look at video games and things, the amount of artwork that's in it is you know, a good proportion of the actual game itself. So I actually think I feel more that I'm contributing, you know, in an artistic way, perhaps more than I did when I was doing it on canvas.
And of course, probably our best known Bradford artist, West Yorkshire artist David Hockney, he does so much of his work on the iPad now, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, yeah.
What about this backing from Microsoft then? How did that come about?
Well, I met with Microsoft and showed them the game that we had been making from the beginning of January. We did a game jam in Scotland and won various awards and got BAFTA nominated as for the New Talent Award. So I showed him this game and he was very interested in it and decided that, you know, it would make a very nice game on the Windows 8 mobile platform. So, he thought that we would do very well, so he's been helping us.
That's rather nice and probably rather different from what most struggling artists experience in terms of funding supplies.
Yes, we've been very lucky, really, in so much as Microsoft has given us the BizSpark program, which is £30,000 worth of software that we can use and integrate throughout the whole of the team so that we're all using the same platforms. And there is talks, you know, with other startups and things like that, which is very helpful as a startup.
Well, good luck. I mean, it's not the easiest of climates to be having any sort of startup business. Can I just ask you finally, do you miss the traditional art stuff, or do you ever dabble occasionally?
It's becoming more and more rare that I do, you know, because doing it digitally, it's there instantly. I don't have to wait for any paint to dry. You know, I'm still being incredibly artistic, but not having to wait around for things to dry and, you know, things like that. So
fascinating, Fiona. Really good to speak to you. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Fiona Stewart from Home Firth on BBC Radio Leeds. 2 minutes to 5.